Well, good morning, everybody. And I think we are just about still morning, so thank you very much. And thank you very much from Building Change Trust for the invitation to say a few words. And actually, I should really start by thanking Simon Hamilton and his department, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. And that's because I'm involved locally with an issue involving DFP. And their refusal to respond to requests, freedom of information requests, etc., is what made me think, this is very timely, this open government, because if ever there was a country that needed it, it's Northern Ireland. And I'll not spend a long time on it, because we all have our own personal causes, but just to explain to you that this was not decommissioning, this is not the Haas or Hart talks, this is about whether you're allowed to walk your dog off its lead in the Stormont estate. And I'm one of the 400-odd walkers every day who was told back in April, you're not allowed to do that anymore. You've done it for 70 years, but we've decided you can't do it now. So a local group got together, quite a lot of people, and asked for some information about why this decision had been made. And there was no response. So then one of our members, who happens to be a solicitor, wrote formally under Freedom of Information to ask what the evidence was. We're talking things like how they decided that there was more dog dirt in the park than there used to be. That's the level of what we're talking about here. And they tried to hide behind legal and professional privilege to refuse to give a reply to that Freedom of Information request. So what does that say about openness? And I did think it was rather ironic, therefore, that the minister was here telling us how keen he was to be engaged with the communities, open, etc., and expounding that when that's the attitude of his department. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that Simon is in any way personally responsible for refusing to answer, but it did actually, in this case, take the presenting of papers for potential judicial review some 3 to 4 months later to get DFP to reply to that request. Now, what does that say about the attitude about engagement at the most basic of levels? I now have another request into them about how they went about applying for their Green Flag Award for the local park. And again, the request was acknowledged, but it hasn't been replied to within the time limits. Now, I say, I'm not asking about anything very complicated, secret, sensitive, but that's the ethos. And that's actually, I think, what our problem here is in Northern Ireland. There is a government ethos to not disclose, to not share. Some of you may be familiar with a famous interview with, I think it was Jomo Kenyatta many years ago, where a journalist tried to ask him about things, and everything he said, every question he was asked, he said, I won't tell you that. I won't tell you that. And eventually the journalist said, what will you tell me? And his reply was, I won't tell you that. And that's what I think many of us would find dealing with the public sector in Northern Ireland. And I'm speaking today as an individual activist. I have been involved in all sorts of activities to try, through various programmes, etc., to have our interaction with the government on a more open and natural, you know, why wouldn't you share attitude? And there is a real problem. And actually, I would have asked Simon, I wouldn't have gone down the dog dirt line with him, but I would have asked him, what do you do about ethos? How do you change that attitude? And that's one of the things, this is great to have a minister say, oh, it's a great idea, I really embrace it. But how do you get that permeating down so that the people who are actually dealing with us are comfortable, are not afraid to be open? Because very often it's actually fear that they will be criticised by further up their management chain. Why did you tell them that? They could use that on us. There could be a case. All that sort of attitude, and that's very, very prevalent. And I'm not quite sure, and I'm interested to see if anybody has any ideas about how you actually make people feel secure about giving information to the taxpayer, to the citizen. And I was thinking about, that the minister did mention about America, and of course there's been a lot of stuff with the midterms about the sort of attitudes in America to your politicians, to the state, and there's stuff about absolute fear of the state and so on. But there is also a very strong expectation as an American taxpayer that you have a right to information. You pay, you employ your tax dollars, as they talk about, pay for those people, and therefore you have a right to know what they're doing. And I mean, one of the incidents I came across, I'm sure many of you have watched House of Cards, the American version, it's riveting. And there was a thing about the president disclosing his diary, and it had a great big repercussions. But it is obviously standard practice in America for you to know what your president is doing day in, day out, all day. As long as it's, to do with work, and there were bits about where he wasn't, it was private time and so on. But think of the contrast with where our First and Deputy First Minister here couldn't meet to discuss the latest financial crisis. They were travelling, I think is the euphemism used. It turned out, and only by a photograph appearing, that they were away to the, was it the Ryder Cup in Scotland? No, we didn't know that. The only reason we knew that was fortunately a journalist had got a photograph of the two of them together, shaking hands with Rory or somebody. Now, you know, and then they were really annoyed because it was disclosed. That's the attitude I think we're working with here, and it is a real problem. Another small example of where I think open government and information like that could make such a difference. Naomi Long was being interviewed on the radio a couple of days ago about the activities of the current talks, which, of course, the minister had to go to. And she was saying that when the Haas talks were on, one of the things Haas had said he would do was publish a report on the commitment activity interaction of the various parties during the Haas talks. And she said that while that was still expected, the parties were really engaged. Once it became obvious that Haas had decided he wasn't going to publish that report, there was a complete change of attitude. They stopped going to things, they stopped engaging. Whereas that disinfectant of sunlight, it's a phrase like that they use, isn't it? Well, it made such a difference. And if we had, I mean, do we actually know anything about what they're doing at these talks? Who goes to them? How often they meet? How long they go for? When Gary Hart came over, do we actually know anything that he was doing? We're not told about this. And I think, you know, that would be fundamental differences to Northern Ireland if we had a natural attitude to openness. My granny always said, tell the truth and shame the devil. And I think that's where we should be going from. And that's a sort of, as an individual, what I would like to see us somehow tackle here. How we do it is another matter. Thank you.